The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things can be true at the same time.
What's that?
We as people, men especially, have a tendency to over-exaggerate sexual exploits.
Oh, yeah.
And there are lots of things we think are strange in the bedroom, even though they could be common, because you don't want people knowing your sex business.
A little shame.
What we need to do is figure out which one this is. Because some folks see this as an ultimate sexual fantasy. In fact, it's one of the, if not the, most popular.
Really?
It's also one that's borderline impossible to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
But if the study is true, more people than not, listening to this show right now,
what are they doing?
Have done this.
So they're doing it. They executed this, whatever it is.
They have done or are currently doing this.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, speaking of sexy, we got cameras on our faces right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.
CMF three ways.
Oh, man.
Well, it's just three of us.
Hey, Kimmy is emailing HR right now.
It's a visual
tool. Yeah, no, tell it to the
HR person. Tommy said, see attached audio.
See attached audio.
Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. Our live stream is up. You can get it on YouTube and Twitch at The Break Room WCMF. All of that brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads is celebrating the House of Guitar's 60th anniversary by releasing the Blue Nose Guitar Man Blueberry Belgian Waffle Cream Ale.
That's a lot.
It is, and it sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by this Friday to the Blue Nose Guitar Man Blueberry Belgian Waffle Cream Ale and help Three Heads Brewing celebrate the House of Guitar's 60th anniversary.
Bam, 60 years.
Yeah, remember when you went on opening day on your 40th birthday and bought a guitar? You ready for this?
What?
Over one half of Americans have had a threesome.
They're so full of crap.
Adam and Eve, the adult toy store, commissioned a study, and they found that exactly one half Americans say they have had sex with two other people at the same time. And actually, it could be more than half.
Mm.
Because 47% said they had not had a threesome, but 3% said they preferred not to answer. Which means you totally did it. Yo, who you think you're fooling? You did it.
But this would also have to be people familiar with Adam and Eve to participate in the story.
Now, I don't know if it was from their website or they commissioned a study done by somebody else. I don't have that information. You're right. This is possible, Kimmy. We may be pulling from a sample
size. It does sound high. Yeah.
Yes.
I thought she was going to say hot. What the hell just happened? So right off the bat, knee-jerk reaction, Tommy, do you believe that one half Americans have had a threesome?
No.
Why?
No, it's very. I would think it's almost impossible to pull off.
Okay.
And the only people I know that ever did it ended in disaster.
Well, but those are the people that admitted to doing it.
Okay, I understand that. But like to get three people on board to do that seems almost impossible.
Okay.
And I don't think... And then, like I said, I don't think it works.
We turn to Kimmy. Do you believe one half of Americans have had a threesome?
I mean, it sounds high to me, and I just think I do think
no, because that includes kids. Just
voting age. That's still almost 100.
It's 120 million people. 110 million people. Yeah.
So I think that I'm just going.
Well, no, because I'm sorry. If we do the math, there's
we left one guy out.
Go ahead, Kim.
Ted's outside looking through the bay window. Don't count, Ted.
I would think more men would say they have when they haven't.
Yes.
Just because I mean, well, that would.
Okay, look, I got.
I like where you're
going. I'm trying to figure out the math in my head because there would be. You would think there'd be more women that have participated in it than men.
Okay, so I have
based on every guy's fantasy of what a threesome looks like.
I have a clue to what you're going down the road here with.
Yeah.
All right. So they have the male versus female response.
The
they broke it down to gender. Okay. Okay. Almost 4 in 10 women say they have been part of a threesome. Does that shock you too?
Yeah, that seems really high.
Kimmy, does that shock you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you less than half, maybe not four, shocking.
4 in 10. All right. Yeah. Meanwhile, 6 in 10 men say they've been in a threesome.
Yeah, that's a total lie.
Kimmy, you think that's a lie?
Yeah, I just don't think the numbers add up.
What do you think the actual male number is?
Unless, like, I mean, again, unless it's like 2 guys, 1 girl, then that would make more sense for those numbers to add up.
The devil's triangle.
Okay.
2 horns.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is also possible. Again, you may be just thinking of a threesome and one version of a threesome.
No, I understand. Yeah. Like most men, as we hear this, are thinking what a threesome is. Yeah. But let's be real. I mean, a threesome.
There's any kind of threesome you want.
Thank you.
No, but you're right. You're not thinking.
If we break it down.
So okay, so maybe that does bump up the numbers then.
So we're talking. I mean, the most common thought for guys would be 2 chicks and a dude, but there could be two dudes and a chick.
Stick is called what you're searching.
2 chicks. And 2 dudes and a chick.
Right.
That's possible.
Right.
You could have 3 chicks. You could have 3 dudes. I mean, those are all threesomes.
Yes.
Right?
All right.
Keep the dog out of it for law's sake and the sake of the dog. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yes.
So, Kimmy, you're more apt to take a woman at her word that she has had a threesome.
Just the way women are, especially with their friends, that we're all pretty open about, like, our, you know, just sex lives in general. So I would think that, and I just based on, you know, my experience, it was definitely less than half.
A nosome?
What'd you say?
A nosome?
Are you done?
Okay.
Are you done? Wait, okay, hold on. Back up because he's dying.
I know, he is.
Kimmy,
she backed up. She at least have a twosome.
Based on the women I know that have admitted to having one.
Wait, you know chicks that did?
Yeah, I mean, as younger people,
right.
So
they weren't in a committed relationship.
All right. College pileup
at the time.
College pileup. Yeah. Will you stop naming porns you bought in the 70s?
It's less than half of people.
Would it be 40%, you think?
I would say 3 in 10.
So 30%. So of your group of friends, it's not that far off.
If you go, if you go on like youth experience,
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be any time in your life you have had a threesome. By the way, I think you're also underestimating how many adults.
And because you're thinking of, like, I think married people doing this, and that's not necessarily, I mean.
And those are the ones that blew up bad.
And that's not necessarily the case for a lot of people.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this knowledge that 1/2 Americans, according to this study, have had a threesome, 6 in 10 men say they've done it, 4 in 10 women say they've done it. You can change your name. Nobody knows your voice. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Have you had a threesome? And if so, there is one question that always boggles my mind, and you touched on it a second.
What's that?
How did it start?
Oh, okay.
Was it planned from the beginning? Because there are married couples that go out and do this stuff, right? They've tried it once. That's okay.
I mean, they used to run ads in the back of the newspaper for this stuff. In the classifieds.
I understand. It's funny.
Then we're trolling for it.
I get it. But it is funny. This is like such a massive generation gap discussion. Because you see this as like the back of an adult bookstore.
Yeah, dirty stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas Kimmy, nowadays,
it's the norm.
It's not the norm, but it's not this like
shocking.
It's socially acceptable.
I don't think it's hard to.
It doesn't have the
connect
stigma.
With people. Okay, maybe that's what it is. Yeah,
because like there are apps.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you go on dating apps, there are people looking for
certain
a third.
Things. Yeah. It's much easier to connect with people who are also looking for the same thing, which I would think would lead to more. What's the word I'm looking for? More
dong.
Yeah, more connections.
That's your
more
answer to everything.
No, because like, I mean, I it is funny. Like you hear this, the perv that you are, and you're,
and the people I know that they did it,
but you're pearl clutching. Oh my God, half Americans. But like, I mean, as high as it sounds, it's not the most shocking number in the world if it's true to me.
All right, but like all the guys I knew that did it back in the day, even with their old ladies, they were always scuzz. They were scuzzy people.
Okay, but
I mean, that's kind of who did it.
But it doesn't change the fact that they did it.
I understand. Scuzz matters. Scuzz counts.
Okay, but here's the thing, man. Maybe you only heard about the scuzz because they were willing to talk about it. Like, there could be, again, I hate using this stuff because your idea of scuzz, what is scuzz? Don't answer that question, especially in this conversation.
They're sexually grimy.
Okay. You can be sexually grimy and be well put together.
You could.
Have a job that pays well.
You could.
And I don't think
and they're in a closet.
And hold on. No, I don't think you're sexually grimy by having a threesome. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Look, man, if you're doing something with two other consenting adults.
I understand it's all legit skis.
What's the problem?
No problem.
If everyone's having a good time, at least when it starts.
Yes.
Oh, I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, I know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The calls are coming in as we, as you might have anticipated. A lot of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of brain hanging. Let's talk to John. Johnny, you're on CMF. What's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Doc?
Good, man. Are you one of the 50% of Americans that have had a threesome?
Man, I'm telling you, I am.
Okay, so how
this is Johnny Hattrick.
How old were you when it happened?
42.
Okay. Damn, that's late.
How old are you now?
54.
Okay, so not so. Were you married?
I was, and she was the one that got the girls.
Okay, so she was into it.
Oh yeah, I would come home and she'd be like, "So and so's coming over," and it'd be on like butter on popcorn.
That was the least charming way to say that, John. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Well. So, John, she expressed an interest to do this with you. What was that first conversation like with your wife at the time when she's like, "I want to explore this idea"?
Well, she had had a couple instances in college, and she wanted to get back into it. She was afraid that I would say no. And I was just like, if that's what's going to make you happy and you're good with it.
What a sacrifice, Johnny. I'll do it for you, baby.
You're not going to have any weird feelings, you know, thinking I'm going to do something behind your back. Let's do it.
So, did it always go well?
Oh, yes.
No jealousy?
No, it was all good.
So, what broke up the marriage?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
She started cheating on me while I was working at night.
Okay. Oh,
so, okay. Yeah.
All right.
And it was always her and another girl. It was never another guy, because that's not happening.
I mean...
Well, it could have happened. Could have happened.
You're working, John.
Why couldn't it have happened?
That's what I'm saying. She was into it because she was into girls.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
I'm not into, you know, I wasn't into having another guy touch my wife, but, you know, it was, I guess that was her time to shine when I was at work.
No, so. I get it. All right. All right. So, John, maybe she learned a little something about herself.
Yeah.
Maybe you learned a little something about her.
Johnny had a hell of a show, that's for sure.
John, are you on good terms with your ex? Because, like, I mean, look, it sounds like there was something else she was interested in. There was nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, it was pretty messy, but
okay. It
is.
Well, you just
washed
the sheets.
Johnny, thanks for being so honest with us, buddy. I really appreciate it.
That's interesting.
Got it.
All right, take care. Because I think, you know, you made a joke. It's like, thanks for your sacrifice, right? Because it's like, oh, she asked me to do this.
Yeah,
I also had a lottery ticket that I refused to hand
in. Yes.
But, I mean, maybe that is a concern for guys privately, that is this, there's an idea from some sexual therapists that women are attracted to women, and that doesn't mean, how do I put this in a correct way?
I'm not sure what you're trying to
you
say.
Know
they're,
where I'm
they're
going.
They're attracted to women.
No, I don't.
They're attracted to women.
Bisexuality in women is more common, or at least more commonly talked about, right?
Okay.
So the idea that your wife wants to be with another woman doesn't mean she doesn't want to be with other men.
Right.
With you. You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
She can have enjoyment of sexual, she'll get sexual pleasure from being with both a woman and a man, so.
But it sounds like in this guy's case, that wasn't the case. It sounds like she was in the closet as a lesbian the whole time, and once she figured that out in her head, she left him for a woman.
No, she left him for a guy.
No, he said she left him for a woman. She didn't leave him for a guy.
Oh, I thought she said she was cheating on him with a guy. And
no, he said that would never happen.
Yeah, he said we were
because
making fun
of him. She was gay.
No, he literally said that he wasn't into having two dudes, and she went and had an affair with a guy.
No, no. I think I almost positive he said she left him for a woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he said there's no way a guy would be in bed with me.
Anyway,
it was always a woman.
Okay,
yeah, because I thought that's why she went and cheat. I don't know.
None of this matters. What I'm getting at here, what I'm getting at here is I wonder if there is a concern if your wife or girlfriend were to come to you and say, I want to try this. Is this something that she would enjoy more than me?
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing, you know, as a guy, I only have certain parts.
Only got what you got.
Exactly. My body's built a certain way. If you are getting more pleasure than this,
I'm not satisfying you.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
And I guess the fight would be futile because eventually she may figure it out on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I don't want to lose you. I love you. I don't know. Yeah. It's a weird thought.
Well, it's interesting, too. And I wonder how many relationships start because you're both curious together or start because one has done it in the past and brings it to the relationship.
Kind of sells you on it.
Yeah.
I want to put you in another woman.
I would think that would be a much harder conversation to have with somebody if you're in a relationship and I have to bring up my past to tell you why it's not working now. Or I want to spice it up a little bit by doing something I did before I met you.
All of it just seems so awkward compared to the norms. Like, okay, let's say you do the whole deed.
Yeah.
Right? There's three of you, right? And then, you know, like some people just don't know when to go home. Right?
Like they're going through your record collection.
Yeah, like you're hanging out now. Hey, what's on TV? I think Kimmel's coming on.
The concert for Bangladesh.
Yes. Like, when do you tell them, hey, we're kind of done screwing you. Get out of my house.
I mean, it's a good question.
We use you for sex, now leave.
It's a good question. I mean, I would also...
Because that's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I would also assume if you're in this lifestyle, if it's something you're willing to do, if you've done it before, you kind of know what the unspoken rules are.
Yeah, but there's always that first time.
Yeah, man. You're right. You're right.
You know?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, a new study suggests that one half of Americans have been a part of a threesome. Almost 4 in 10 women say they've done it. Almost 6 in 10 men say they've done it. We just talked to John. He was part of it with his wife at the time in his 40s. So, like, the idea that this is only happening when people are young is a wrong idea.
Mm.
The most funny part of the story, and I see you guys on hold. What's that? Threesome is ranked as the most common sexual fantasy in America.
Yeah, it's probably the one searched out on porn.
And it looks that way for both women and men. Like, it's number one for both women and men. However, it is also ranked as the most disappointing sexual fantasy that people have done.
But to my point, with the people I knew that did it, it didn't go well.
Exactly. You don't think it's... It makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot that would go into it. Like, the comfort of both people you're with. How everyone looks naked.
Yeah.
Right? That's a big one.
Do you have the mattress space?
How about the chemistry between?
Yes.
Because what if someone has better chemistry with somebody else, and somebody else is stuck there watching?
Right.
You got cheap seats to a sex show.
Yeah.
Right. You'd also have to be aware of everyone if they're having a good time at all times. It's like hosting a dinner party, but everyone's naked and doing stuff to each other, and there's no little hot dogs.
Yeah. What do you serve for drinks?
Alcohol?
No, but like, you know,
sexy alcohol.
Like, do you bring the alcohol into the room to keep it going, to get the good times going? Something's going to get spilled.
All right, 252-WCMF. We talked to a gentleman who has done this before.
All right.
Let's talk to a lady.
All right.
D's on CMF. Hey, D, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. D, how old were you?
In my 20s, in my 30s, and in my early 40s.
So how many times do you think in total?
My husband and I did, at least 20 times.
Okay. So are you still married?
I sure am.
Okay, and you guys are the same guy that you were doing threesomes with?
It was women and men.
Okay, so you had both double women and the devil's triangle?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Dee, what started it with your husband?
There was a couple that I was working with that just happened to come over, and we were hanging out, and it just started. I was feeling fun. I was dancing on my table, and one thing led to another. So we started with a foursome, and then from then on, we were open to a lot of different experiences. And, you know, and the funny part of it is it was never strangers. It was always our friends.
So wait a minute. These were people you would see afterwards?
Oh, absolutely.
Like just another, casually. Like you would go out to dinner or...
Yep, like some of our best friends that we had no idea were into this, and then would make the moves on us, and we'd just go with it because it was fun, and we were all consensual, and all stayed best friends.
So that's really interesting because, you know, we brought up earlier talking about the one half, and both of you guys were like, there's no way we don't hear about it happening. People don't talk about it. But, I mean, Dee, you were living this lifestyle. Your friends were simultaneously living this lifestyle, but the two of you were doing it on separate highways, not having any idea that you would be into doing it together.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly. And when the situation would arise, if everybody was having fun and, you know, consensual, it was a lot of fun. And it made my husband and I's sex life amazing.
So you were having better sex alone, even with the threesomes afterwards?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, Dee, when it comes to your husband, if you don't mind me asking, if you guys have any questions, feel free to jump in, Tommy. He's got shock face on.
Yeah, I am.
He doesn't know what to say. Dee, when you have... All right, so it happens, like, spontaneously the first time. Do you have a discussion with your husband afterwards? Like, is this something you want to continue doing?
Yes, we did have a lot of discussions, you know, and said if there's any ever a time when it starts to happen and one of us wants to tap out and we're just not comfortable. We really said, wow, that was fun. That was spicy. We never, like, looked for it, but it just would kind of happen and come to us type of thing. So we weren't actively always searching for this to happen. The spontaneity of it was, you know, a lot of the fun in it as well.
All right, so Dee, we just talked to John a second ago who had done this before. He said he was a no-go on any dude. Was that a discussion he had to have with your husband, or was that just unspoken and he was cool with whatever happened?
He was cool with whatever happened.
Okay.
So do you all have kids?
No, we do not.
That makes it easier.
Way easier, man.
Well, no, but here's the thing. There are people with kids that do this.
I know. I don't know how that works.
Well, you lock the door. That's
just the scheduling that you have.
No, because that's one more person that can pick my kid up from hockey.
Oh, that's true.
All right, so Dee, you said you did this in your 20s, 30s, 40s. What ended it for you guys?
I think both of us at one point, we gained a little weight. And to be honest, we weren't comfortable with our bodies anymore.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Yeah, you got to lay out the chips and stuff.
Which sucks because you got to serve appetizers when they're coming over, right?
Keep it lean and mean, baby.
All right, but Dee, I'll ask you this. How many years has it been since your last one?
Probably like 6 or 7 years.
So what's the sex life now that you're not doing it like that?
You're
bored?
I'm sure if the situation arrived where we were... we would do it again now. I'm sure we would.
Right.
But is it something you'd actively look for, or would it have to present itself perfectly?
Yeah, I wouldn't actively look for it. I think just if the moment presented itself and we were good, I'd be good to go.
All right. Dee, I appreciate your honesty. You're helping out a lot of people listening to
the
show. You really are.
I hope so. Just be open and have fun.
There you go. Dee, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. I mean, bro. This makes that one half number look a lot more feasible.
Maybe we kinkier than we know.
But is it? I mean, is it kinky?
Oh, it's kinky to have a three-way, bro. That's super kink.
It's not just kink.
I would just be worried.
Super kink. Super kinky.
Like, with this lifestyle here in Rochester, you know how, like, everybody knows somebody who knows somebody?
Yeah.
Like, I would think it would be so hard to find other people that want to do this. I mean, maybe you don't care if other people know, but if you are somebody who kind of wants to keep it a little quieter, a little more private, I would just be worried of, like, finding that, really trusting somebody to bring them in on it and not have them know somebody who you know.
No, you're totally right. I mean, look, you can't go to Wegmans without running into 10 people. And one of them you had a threesome with.
but also, every time you see that person that was with your wife, that would be in your... Burnt into
your
memory.
If you were also participating, it's not like...
I understand that, but just taking it from, like, I watched you with my wife.
Look, I'm with you
and
on
we're
that.
All hanging out together. That would disturb me.
I'm with you on that, but look, there are some guys that are into that. There are some guys that could compartmentalize things, love and sex differently.
Okay.
I mean, your argument, you had buddies that cheated on their wives, and you made the argument they still love their wives.
They did.
Even though they cheated on them, they didn't. But... That's mind-blowing to you?
I know. That is
it is.
It's the same thing.
I know because you watched it happen in front of you.
You have, like, the image guys in your head?
What's that?
You have, like, the image in your head?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, the guys that I knew that cheated, you know, they did it out of the house. The
wives that one guy.
What a saint.
The one guy banged another woman in his own bed on his wife's birthday that she walked into on.
Right. And I'm sure, taking that scenario,
uh-huh.
I'm sure that was so traumatic for his wife.
Yeah.
And him, and I don't mean like he's not guilty, that it has to like have ruined them.
So they broke up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the one that stayed with him.
No. That's another buddy, but he always banged the chicks when his wife was out of town.
Like a classy gentleman.
Hey, yes. Hey.
In his bed.
Sure. A little bit. But that scenario that you just said, that had to like emotionally destroy them.
Yeah.
Because you're never, it's like watching a car accident.
But unless you're into it.
Well, they weren't into it.
Okay, no,
well,
yes. Right.
Well, he was into it, so she walked in.
But there'd have two parties participating.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, I would love to hear more about dudes having threesomes, but we'd like to keep our audience. So thank you for the calls, boys. No, I'm late. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call. We do have to take a break.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Proof that you can write a hit with only three keys on a piano.
Yeah.
This might be the fastest fall in Rochester restaurant history.
So what tanked?
There was a time. This was one of the most popular places in town. People were telling their friends about it.
Wasn't it like an official food of?
Yes, that kind of plays into the story here. And now, it's gone.
Like, they're all gone.
All of them are gone, at least here. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Rachel's Mediterranean Grill. Has closed their last Rochester location.
Wow.
Yep. So the story of Rachel's in Rochester is nuts because it showed up in Rochester with huge fanfare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a Buffalo company. They became very popular in the greater Buffalo area. The food was good. It was a healthier option.
Yeah, they were wraps mostly.
Yeah. It was fast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, super fast. And then when.
Like Chinese food fast.
When you went there, there was always a line.
Yeah.
Sometimes out the door.
Yeah.
And at one point, if I'm not mistaken, did they have four locations in Rochester?
They could have.
No, they had at least two.
Henrietta, Irondequoit.
Pittsford.
Greece. Or no, Henrietta, Irondequoit, Pittsford, and I think Webster had one too.
Could be.
Could be wrong. Then all of a sudden, it just dropped off.
Yes. Yeah.
Like out of nowhere, these restaurants that were always loaded were empty.
But it made sense to me because we used to do them all the time.
Okay, so a little behind the scenes. For years.
Do the Rachels.
Years when Tommy was doing the Rachels.
Yeah.
He would come in. Furious.
Yes.
Like head exploding furious. Why is that?
Because it was hit or miss.
Right.
Like you would get your wrap and it would be stuffed. It would be awesome. And then the next time it'd be this scrawny ass thing. I didn't know I was on a diet. It was like nothing to it. And it was the same price, same wrap, but the size was completely all over the place. It
wasn't consistent.
He would come in. We got Rachel's last night, and now Kimmy and I know we're in for 45 minutes of Rachel's bitching because Tommy was not satisfied with his portion.
Like sometimes you would get the hummus and the pita chips, right?
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
And then at times it was like nothing to it.
I love that place. I was very...
The food was good when it was on.
I only heard good things, and I didn't even get to try it before it left.
Oh, you never went?
No.
And I'm surprised you guys like it because it's a lot of olives.
I just don't get olives. See how easy that was?
That's not Mediterranean food, then.
Shut up.
That's called lettuce.
You're going to gatekeep Mediterranean food? Says Italian. So Rachel's is having more problems than just maybe consistency in their restaurant.
So what was the other problem?
Seems like some things have went wrong for them. Oh,
a lot of things went wrong. So they're still open in Buffalo. There are still locations. But we told you a couple of months ago that Rachel's was being sued by a company in Buffalo that was building one of their new restaurants because, according to the builder, they had not paid them.
So they stiffed.
They are also facing a lawsuit from the Buffalo Bills.
Because they were the official, like, food of the Bills?
Mediterranean food of the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, so, like, Harrison Phillips, former Bills D tackle, was, like, one of their pitchmen.
Yeah.
Apparently, they signed a contract and did not give the Bills the money they said they would. So,
so there's some...
The ads have been removed.
You got it. It does suck because... All right, this is going to make me sound like a bitch.
Oh, go ahead.
You know the way I eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very strict on your diet.
Limited
because you're training.
In your options.
Hashtag no days off. Hashtag stay ready so you don't got to get ready.
Even though you didn't help your brother move, so what was the point of that?
Yeah, pay for a mover. I didn't ask you for my help. Shut up. You go to a Sabres game on a Friday or a Saturday?
Yeah.
Like, normally when you go into an arena, all the food is terrible.
Yeah. Very salty and fatty.
They had a Rachel's inside Key Bank Center where the Sabres played. So I could go and I could get, like, legitimately healthy food.
My little veggie wrap.
Yes, no,
go
it was great.
Go Sabres. I spilled a cherry tomato on my pants.
Like, I could take my daughter when she was smaller and we could go up after, like, school, pick her up.
I love those. I love that Mediterranean wrap stuff.
It's great. It was awesome.
Oh, so good.
And it's gone now.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, it may also play into the fact that Mediterranean has blown up everywhere. Like, there's a mom-and-pop Mediterranean joint on every corner.
Yes, there's three in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm sure you're not even counting all of them.
Probably
All of a sudden, like, every 3 hours, there's another Mediterranean place, right? So there was a ton of competition.
Yeah.
It sucks. I really did like Rachel's. I liked it a lot.
I did, too. And they were right down the street, and they were quick.
Ran it out of town. By the way, worst parking situation ever in that Pittsburgh.
That was another problem. Like, you could put two cars in there at a time.
And, like, you ever try and pull out of that parking lot?
Good luck.
In the middle of Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to clip a bumper.
Bumper clipping.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think of another fast food restaurant that came and went as fast as Rachel's, and I can't think of a single one.
Quiznos.
Maybe... Oh, that's a good one.
Quiznos, like...
I liked Quiznos.
It was great, and that place was in and out in probably 6 months.
Well, a throwback for you, too. You guys remember Del Taco?
Oh, yeah.
So, it's still very...
I don't even remember it.
It's very popular on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And Del Taco showed up. They had a location on...
Probably the chef.
West Henrietta Road. Yeah, it's in...
Del Taco or was it Mighty Taco?
No, Del Taco. There was also Mighty Taco.
That's a Buffalo.
Yeah, we're talking Del Taco.
Okay, all right.
It's where the Popeyes is now.
Yeah.
And what was great about Del Taco, it was they would serve you French fries with your taco. And I know that's a thing now with Taco Bell, but that wasn't a thing back then.
Yeah, that's the crossover.
And you brought up
their time.
You brought up Mighty Taco. That's another great example. They were here.
Everyone around the corner.
Got excited, and then they're gone.
Anchor Bar. They didn't last long.
I don't know if Anchor Bar ever had the excitement that Mighty Taco or Rachel's had.
I don't know. But everybody always bragged about, you know, the birth of the wing.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that huge hype with Krispy Kreme, but that took a little longer to fade out.
It was a couple of years.
Yeah.
Now it's a Verizon store. They say when you walk in and get a new phone, you can still smell the donuts. So I don't know. It also goes back to a discussion we've had in the past about regional tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, talking about Rachel's Mediterranean Grill. They have closed their final location in Rochester. They only exist in Buffalo now. You can add this to the list of another Buffalo restaurant that did really well where they were from that collapsed here. Because Duff's, Anchor Bar, Mighty Taco we talked about, Rachel's Mediterranean, they've all tried to come into Rochester. They've all made tons of money where they're from. It's literally 60 miles down the thruway. And they can't make it here for some reason.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened with Tahoe's and Bill Gray's and Tom Wall's going west to Buffalo.
But the funny thing is, like, Rachel should have worked because it's just a wrap. It's not, like, born in Buffalo.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But it's just Mediterranean food, which should have worked.
But Bill Gray's, as great as it is, it's cheeseburger. Yeah, why would that not work in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's another chapter in the mystery that is what we enjoy eating. And how consistent you can make a wrap to not make Tommy Mulay freak out.
Just fill the damn thing.
12 hours later at his job the next day.
Give me a cup of hummus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.